wonderful peace, coming down from the Father above. Sweep over my spirit forever, I pray. In fathomless billows of love. Peace. And that's from Cornell's and Cooper's song from the 19th century. Wonderful Peace. And that was the chorus. Welcome in to our prayer time here on WHCB 91.5 The Blessing, WHCB Bristol Kingsport, Johnson City. We're a listener-supported broadcast service. WHCB exists because of God Himself and because of His wonderful grace in touching hearts and pocketbooks, and folks give as they're led by the very Spirit of God to give to the work of WHCB. Without the gifts of God's people, we would not be on the air, and we would not broadcast 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. And so if you are inclined, if you're directed by the Spirit of God to give to the work of WHCB, we would love for you to follow God's direction and to give as He would have you to give. Here's our address: WHCB 91.5 FM, P.O. Box 5, Blountville, Tennessee, 37617. That's WHCB, P.O. Box 5, Blountville, Tennessee, 37617. And if you want to go online and find us there and correspond with us there or donate there, you can do that at whcbradio.org. That's whcbradio.org. And we thank you, thank you, thank you for your support. We thank you for your praying for us, thinking of us, giving to the work. Thank you so much. If you have church news for us or community news for us or any kind of news for us, send it to us by way of our internet site, our website. Go to whcbradio.org, whcbradio.org, and you can give us your information by email. And we are most grateful for it, because that means we get to serve the public by putting the information out there. In any given year, we probably put out, 1,500, 2,000, maybe even more, messages of information about what's going on in the community, what's going on in your church. We've been talking about peace yesterday. We want to continue the talk today. That's the reason for the music this morning. Or the attempt at music this morning, as most music directors would say out there. I think that we have shorted ourselves as Christians by not being singers. I think we all need to sing. I remember my grandmother, who passed away in her 80s when I was just a youngster, and she sang the hymns of the church. She sang the Stamps Baxter songs, too, but she sang the hymns of the church. And that was my mother's mother. And I remember my dad's mom singing solos in the churches that we went to, the church that we went to, and the churches that we went to for revival meetings and things. She would sing. And if she felt like it, she would sing. And she sang all over the house, too, in addition to the church house. You see, that's what folks used to do, and now we allow a praise team to do it for us, or we listen to the radio, or we play a CD instead of us singing the songs of Zion ourselves. Of course, we know that in the Old Testament, the children of Israel were so upset when they were asked to sing. And they said, how can we sing the songs of Zion when our harps are on the willows due to the fact that we're in captivity? Well, we need to sing. Well, what about peace? We know that Jesus Christ is the one that brings peace. We know that He is the one that will bring real peace, and it will not ever happen that you yourself or I myself will have real peace until we acknowledge our helplessness. when we acknowledge who we are. That's our depravity, our utter dependence on Almighty God Himself. Jesus said this in John 14:27 as he was saying goodbye to his disciples. He said, "Peace I leave with you, my peace I give unto you," or "I give I unto you. Not as the world giveth do I give to you. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid. You believe in God, believe also in me," he said. He also said, "These things have I spoken to you, that in me you might have peace." Now, in the world, you're going to have tribulation, he said, "but be of good cheer, because I have overcome the world." The Apostle Paul wrote in Romans 5:1, "Having been justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ." He wrote in Ephesians 2:14, "For he himself," that is Jesus Christ, "is our peace, who has made both one and has broken down the middle wall of partition between us." The dividing line was broken. And then we read in Paul's writings to the Philippians, chapter 4, verse 7, "And the peace of God that passeth all understanding will guard your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus." And Paul, again, in Colossians 3:15, had this to say, "Let the peace of God rule in your hearts, to which also you were called in one body, and be thankful." So we find the real source of peace is the only real source of real peace, and that is Jesus Christ. You see, it's God the Creator, Jesus Christ, God the Son, and the Paraclete, the one that comes alongside us, the one that is our comforter, God the Holy Spirit. So man has sought and oftentimes fought for peace an entire life, perhaps, or many lives in reality, but they've missed the reality of true peace by trying to do it their own way. You have to come to the Bible, and you have to come to Christ. Having been justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. Let's go to prayer. Heavenly Father, we thank you. We adore you. We love you. We thank you especially for your grace, goodness, love, and peace. We ask for your provision for us at WHCB and for all who listen to this ministry. And we thank you, Father. We give you praise in Jesus' name. Amen.